Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, you got a weather update brought to you by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rood AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
It was chilly. No need for no chill AC.
Doo-doo.
Ah, but I would say the winds are blowing out of the south.
Oh.
Southeast. At about 10 miles per, maybe a little stronger, gusting up a little bit higher. Temperature is about, what, 75 degrees?
That's why I asked you, dude.
I don't know, but I haven't, like, if you've noticed, I'm not outside. I'm just looking at what the folks are wearing.
That's the whole point of the window play.
70, 75 degrees. I see a couple of sweaters.
Did he just say he's focusing on what they're wearing?
Yeah.
It's very unreliable.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
If I see because.
Somebody, really? If I see somebody outside in the tank top.
With you and I, I'm usually not wearing a sweater and you're always wearing a sweater. So if you're going by that.
By other people.
Unreliable.
Why not? Wait. You don't tell me how to do weather.
You're asking Tobin.
I said it's about 70, 75 degrees for the high. And other than that, it's a lovely day. I can't believe this.
People in Miami dress different.
No.
They do.
Oh, boy.
I was just looking at the holder.
Look at this.
The holder.
Watch where this ball goes.
Not
Watch
close.
It. He hit the 40. He hit the 40. Look.
That's crazy. Not even close.
Wait.
How do you come back from that?
I think you got to cut him.
Hey, our guy did.
Who?
He
didn't?
He did.
Wow.
I'm trying to say, we had, who was the old Ravens coach? Matt,
Billick?
No, the kicker.
I don't know, dude.
Stover.
Okay. Oh, the old, yeah, the point.
Yeah. Matt Stover was our kicker in Cleveland, and we nicknamed him Dugout because he shanked one and it went in the dugout. Seriously.
Yeah, but like, how do you feel? Like,
terrible.
No, but like, what do you feel towards that person?
That's nothing. We lost an NFC championship game.
I know.
What and the kicker was back next year.
But how'd y'all look at him?
Huh?
How did you look at him? Like,
I mean, we looked at him as.
Like,
I looked at him as a person who's fumbled before and understands. I'm telling you. Dude, I'm telling you.
No side eye?
The people, the way you think athletes treat other athletes that fail is not like you do. Yeah. I mean, even kickers.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
I'm just asking.
Everybody thinks that, oh, that guy blew it. That guy blew it.
It's years later now, though. You could admit what you really felt about him.
Huh?
It's years later.
Oh, no. I've always said I've lost a lot of games because of kickers.
No, that kicker.
But I could also say I've lost a couple.
Not that game.
Not that game. No. But, no, I'm telling you. Dude, it's so different than
you guys still let him sit in the cafeteria?
Yeah. We go sit next to him.
Okay.
I
just thought it
may have a little fun with him.
I thought that the hey, would you grab me that ketchup wide right?
No, he missed the left.
Yeah, sorry.
But the thing that's crazy is if they would have won that game, the other kicker would have been screwed because he missed an extra point. That's what put him in that position. Yeah. And you saw his look. It was the first. I think they said it was the first extra point he had missed in 3 years.
Yeah. So it means it was really windy.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't just happen. People, like, it's hard to explain how sideways wind affects the ball.
I get it. I mean, like, it is hard to explain because you're like, you just watched Lamar Jackson on a 4th-and-7 have this incredible catch by Likely. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, this is what it comes down to.
I'm just telling you, like, that wind blowing sideways is crazy. You see how that ball just went up and to the right?
Yep.
Right.
Took off.
I mean, people here should know that Texas A&M game was crazy. It's like, oh my goodness, look at these kicks. Like, those kickers aren't that bad. Where the ball just goes sideways. It is really, like, I mean, think about some of these kickers, in order to make a field goal, if the wind's blowing from left to right,
mm-hmm.
you have to aim outside the left crossbar, right? It's hard to put in. And the conditions that you practice in might not be the actual conditions during the game.
What do you think is so Mike McDaniel is scheduled to speak today.
Oh, who cares?
Ah, who cares?
It doesn't matter until they get a new GM. That's
fair.
Yeah.
They're apparently interviewing. There's another 49ers guy they're interviewing. They're interviewing everybody from the 49ers.
You think that helps Mike McDaniel?
I would think so. I would think
You know
what
the worst thing we do in sports? We assume that we played with a guy or he was on staff when we were on that team. That he likes you.
Mm.
So you say, those guys from...
It could be one guy.
You're making the assumption that just they're from San Francisco. They like Mike McDaniel, and they really... What if they don't?
True.
Okay.
Do you think you ask in whoever is there, you're like, hey, which one of you guys picked Brock Purdy? That was good.
But...
Do you think they all say, oh, that was me? That was me.
The thing is that there's only one guy that gets credit for that. That's the GM.
I know, but you know, maybe they could ask. Hey,
no,
you don't think they asked that question?
No, because guess what? Who are we blaming for all the raggedy picks?
Well, this is what I would say. If
we're blaming Chris Greer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it goes both ways.
No, I'm sure it does go both ways. But do you think they asked the backstory? They won't be like, "Hey, which one of you guys found Brock Purdy? Did you see Brock Purdy?"
That would be a scout.
And so, like. I don't know. I think that's good. That's definitely Troy Aikman's asking that question.
Me, I think the way it should go is I think you should every scout should be out there and I want to know who you think are the best players you've seen and who are the guys that you know you think can help this organization.
Do they have the meetings at the Dolphins facility?
What
the GM interviews?
Yeah.
So
Stephen Ross could go out to meet with him because keep in mind San Francisco's still in it, so they might not.
Good point.
They leave on if they fly.
All the teams are still in it. They've interviewed so far.
Right. So with the way they do it is today's Monday. They might let them go. The team might let them go interview on Monday, Tuesday, come back Wednesday.
Because I was wondering, like, if Mike McDaniel, like, what?
Stop.
He's not in the interviews, but like he walks by like the glass, you know, one of the glass offices. He goes, "Ah, who's that?"
What,
you know, gets a feel for the vibes. Maybe he accidentally walks in. Oh, hey, sorry, guys. Oh, RJ, good to see you. What are we talking about?
Why do you think the rest of the world is up to your tactics?
I just picture it like
No. Why do you think the rest of the world is up to your tactics?
You ever see, like, we see a meeting here and we're just like, I wonder what's going on in there in the old fishbowl. You don't think they have a fishbowl at the Dolphins facility?
At no point in time have I ever felt the need to go into a meeting. When I spent all my time trying to get out of them.
Totally fair.
Last time we had to force to go to a meeting, we almost got fired. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Take a break
Not our fault, the lady said Z-Google.
We'll take a break. More to come. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
If you go to black school, watch a football game, you're going to hear this one. You're going to hear this, definitely. Every time I went to Bethune.
Heard this?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Miami Hurricanes are going to be back at it on Thursday in the Fiesta Bowl, taking on Ole Miss. It's Lane Kiffin's got to stop with the trying to celebrate, though.
He trying to celebrate for his guys?
Trying to peek in there.
Wait,
yeah,
no, but wait. My question is this. Why shouldn't he be able to celebrate?
They don't want him to. You rats off the players. You rats off a ship, you rats off a ship. You know?
Does this happen without him?
No, it doesn't happen without him. But here's the thing. Like, in my eyes, you only get so many chances to win a championship.
I think it's ironic that he went to a place that he thinks – gives him a better chance to win a championship when his best chance to win a championship is right in front of him.
Yeah. That's what's crazy.
Now, I don't believe Ole Miss when they said we were going to match whatever they – No. My thing is this. Don't tell somebody to go out and get whatever you can get and we'll match it.
Right.
Why don't you bring that to the table first?
Sure.
Right? Like, so, yeah. He's like, it is ironic that people will use the excuse that I want to go somewhere I can win a championship and leave a situation that you gave you the best chance to win a championship.
It's weird.
It's very weird.
Schmeathen says, dumb, he gets more money the further Ole Miss goes. Yeah, I know he gets bonuses, Schmeathen, but, like, just keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself.
Like, I'm not.
But he can't help himself.
I get it.
He loves
to tweet. I get it. But the reason why he left isn't really justified with your team almost winning the national championship.
Are you going to Arizona, Brittany? Are you going to leave us?
No, I'm not going to Arizona.
So you're just going to wait for the national championship down here?
Yeah, okay. That's the plan.
And that's a solid plan.
Huh. I see Leroy's New Year's resolution is to continue to argue against every point Tobin makes.
Can I even?
He doesn't make points.
Oh, I make points.
He goes, dude, even on the breaks, he goes out of his way to say something to get me going. And I was putting my headphones
on. You're going to bring it back up now.
And I go, excuse me, what did you just say? Never mind.
Nothing.
Because he knew that. Like, I still don't know what you said.
Don't worry about it.
See?
Don't worry about it.
He threw some chum out there. I'm telling you. He throws chum in the water.
No, but am I allowed to even fantasize, Brittany, about the possibility of a championship game down here?
No.
You're not going to let me even think about it?
Only thing you should be talking about is Ole Miss. That's it.
No. Task at hand?
Task it. You're famous for that.
I'm away.
You're famous for task at hand, and now you're overlooking.
Like, I'm nervous to even put in for the day.
Here's the problem.
Because I don't even want to be in that mindset.
Oh, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. Len.
No, you don't really have to try to do anything.
I can't do the Heat game today.
You don't have to. I don't know. Beautiful. First of all.
Is there a Heat game on that day?
There is a Panthers game.
Brittany. Oh, wow.
I have no idea what you do at these watch parties or at these games. But the hoarseness that you are faced with the next week. I mean,
we may not find her.
I have videos I can show
can
you.
I can't imagine what she's doing at all these parties.
I have videos I can show you.
I want to party with Brittany.
No, you're too mellow.
Dude, could you imagine?
Plus, you have knucklehead friends that are like.
Can I ask you a question?
Crazy.
You can't imagine. We're not allowed to imagine for a second.
What would be like for
Hurricanes
to watch here? Task at hand!
Please, Tobin, please
don't. Task at hand! Task at hand. 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 Now, here's what's crazy. Mm-hmm. Would the University of Miami party be bigger than the Panthers party?
Yeah, I think so.
Because you got students right down the street.
Yeah, I think so.
Think they fill up the stadium?
I think this place is going to go bananas.
Fill up the stadium?
Fill up the streets.
Yeah, I think people are going to, lifelong Hurricanes fans are going to fly in for this kind of thing.
Isn't this fun to imagine?
Even just to watch the game in the city. Not even go to the game, just be able to be here.
Are you even seeing Michael Irvin on these? Have you seen him? Have you seen him, dude?
Who hasn't?
Dude. A lot of sweating.
Oof.
In conditions that aren't conducive to sweating.
Do you know what it's like to have in a sideline Ray Lewis look calm next to you?
Yeah.
That's what have.
That's what's crazy.
That's what's crazy.
That's what's crazy. I'm surprised he didn't stand up and do the squirrel for Ray Lewis.
He's probably like, oh, that's a good idea.
Wait. That's all you need to know. You said it perfectly. Do you understand? That Michael Irvin is so hyped, he makes Ray Lewis look calm.
Yeah. Yes.
A man who has been known to talk so much he babbles and nobody knows what the hell he's trying to say.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So you don't want to imagine it for a second, though?
Like
you
said?
No. No, I can't. I can't picture
it. Task at hand, dude.
We need to. Listen, I think too many people. I think we've gone. We went from being.
2 weeks ago, it was just win a game.
Yeah, exactly. It was oh, we're just happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
But we need to realize that, Ole Miss is I think it's personally the toughest team that we're facing so far in college football. Yeah, offensively.
Explosive. Mm-hmm. A lot of talent.
Yep.
Hey, can I just say this? I have some of my closest friends that are Miami fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish well for them. My boy Dave goes to all the games. He's been to all the games.
You threw up the U after beating Ohio State. You had to have. You had to have.
Who,
happy.
Me?
Yeah, you.
No, I didn't.
Really?
No.
Beat Ohio State.
No.
Hate them.
I do. And so I'm happy for him. But y'all need to stop. You need to stop. Stop. Just enjoy it.
I am enjoying it.
No, 3 weeks ago, you were like, even with me telling you, you were going to get in. You were still miserable on the Sunday. Stop.
Well,
and now all of a sudden you acting like, oh, you looking past this to a national championship?
Yeah.
Get out of here. A month ago you didn't even think you were in. Well, you thought you were going to get screwed.
It's not that I didn't think we would deserve to be in. All I said was we deserved it.
No.
So you can't take that away from me.
Even though I told you.
Yeah.
It's a Kane thing. Leroy wouldn't understand.
But I did.
This has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
And the only reason.
And I love the way you could say that,
mm-hmm.
right? I am the one who told you it was going to be okay.
Right, but I
could. And everybody still looked at me crazy.
Yeah, but I couldn't act like I knew that you knew. Then they would know there was a rat.
Yep. Tobin was crying to Vlad 3 weeks ago. He
wasn't crying.
You were.
I wasn't crying.
Stop. Stop.
But it had nothing to do with deserve or belief in the team. It was about that bowl bleep committee.
But
Notre Dame.
Idiots.
But,
hmm?
And here's the other thing. The other thing that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
You were worried that you weren't going to get in, that you were going to get hosed.
Yeah.
And you immediately just blow through all that, overlook these past two wins, and now you want to look past the win?
I haven't looked past the two wins. I was.
You want to look past this?
I was more nervous. Well, the weird thing was I was very nervous for the Texas A&M game.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think Ole Miss is in this position?
Very talented.
Okay. So why would you ever take any of this for granted?
Just taking a little ride.
Why would you ever take any of this for granted?
Just hop it in the car for a minute, man.
Who did Ole Miss beat?
Georgia.
And who else?
Tulane?
Yes. But Georgia. Georgia. They beat Georgia.
I know.
You beat Ohio State. Those are supposed to be the two best teams.
Right.
Okay. Stop.
Somebody say this is the real championship.
Leroy, why are you so angry? I really think y'all don't understand.
It's like hurting
what
cats.
This guy does to me on a daily basis.
But I was more nervous for the Texas A&M game than I was the Ohio State game.
You can't tell us Canes fans how to be. That I'm not doing. You know, just dealing with you guys.
What?
Sometimes I get up and I wish the worst.
Don't wish the worst. I'm asking you,
know
you a question.
Why? You know why?
What?
Because you're ingrates.
I'm not an ingrate.
You are.
And in fact,
you
I'm being,
are.
I'm being overly great.
You are. Let him do it, Leroy. Let him jinx it.
I'm not jinxing
Go.
It. I'm not
Go.
Jinxing it.
Go. Go. Because a month ago when you were worried about getting screwed and not getting in.
Right.
Leroy was talking out of both sides of his mouth before we got selected for the, no, I was not. And in fact, I was the only one telling you all to relax. Is this not accurate?
You told us to relax.
Is this, huh?
Yeah, you told us to relax.
Yeah. I said, don't worry about it.
Doesn't really have to do with anything, though.
Why not?
Because it has nothing to do with confidence in the team. It was just the fact that
no, okay.
they were being strung along.
But now that you're here.
Yeah.
Now that you're here, why on earth would you overlook a team?
Not overlooking.
You are!
No.
Brittany? Was he counting chickens?
She won't even let me talk about Thursday.
We can talk about Thursday. We can't talk about the national championship.
You wouldn't even let me imagine
no.
Jimmy Johnson eating guacamole out of a trophy.
No.
No, I can't let you get that far. We need to talk about the matchup. No, we need to talk about the matchup.
He already got that far.
So,
he's already thinking.
Guacamole.
I know he is.
You just got your ass kicked today. Like, you don't want that.
I don't want to lose. Listen, it's not a great look to lose to a team that just lost their coach. You got to take
care
of it.
Right.
It's not.
Tuscany.
Who has, like, no assistance and, like.
It's a really strange situation.
It's a very strange situation.
I mean, tough for them, you know.
But it gives them I see that as motivation for them as well.
Have they
Who
talked?
Said, didn't Leroy say the defense wasn't going to be good with the new defense coordinator? No.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
This guy's incredible. I think we just got one of his gophers, too, in the portal.
Yeah, I think so.
Who?
Heatherman. He got, like, a safety from Minnesota for next year. Unless I don't know what the rules are.
TCB.
See,
even in the chat, they know. TCB.
All right, TCB. I won't bring it up anymore. Fine. He yells at me.
There is no national championship without Thursday.
I'm not allowed to be excited ever.
No, you can be excited. Like, that's the thing. Like,
you know, once upon a time.
You
when,
make it sound like when I say stop.
Bless you. Allergic to the silly sauce.
I am.
Bless you.
I just think that. You guys make it sound like I don't want to have fun or whatever. No, I'm stopping you from getting carried away.
You wrangle me.
Task at hand. You're the main one that says task at hand, and you're blown right by it. What? Your own thoughts, your own theories.
Fine, I won't talk about it.
Hey, look, finally, Leroy's honest. He secretly wants us to lose. No, I told you why. I told you why. It has nothing to do with whether I want the Canes to lose or not. It's the way the fans act.
I don't want.
It's the way like when you've been miserable since the start.
When he says things like that, I know he's talking about me and Tobin.
No,
and
no, 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 no. Because my friends know that I'm also.
He's got a bunch of rabid, crazy fans.
Well, I will tell you. Like I will tell you, Miami.
It's
fans.
Like you can't enjoy anything, so I don't want you to have anything nice.
Did you see?
You're not. You already talk about the national championship.
I'm just saying.
You just won two playoff games. You have never won one, and you know what you're thinking about? The next game.
Oh, the amazing.
See what I'm saying? That drives me crazy. Like, I get it. But last week we were saying, hey, how about this? If the Canes win one playoff game, that would be a successful season.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're greedy.
It is a successful season.
Okay.
Now, okay. You got to talk about what would happen if they win this game. Could you imagine a championship game down here? What the city's going to be like? It's been crazy.
Don't. Please don't.
I won't talk about it anymore. Okay, I won't talk about it anymore. Like, I won't talk about the rest of the
next
week.
Game, you know what the next game is?
Thursday.
Ole Miss.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Fine. Won't talk about it anymore. Playmaker's probably imagining it.
Tobin.
Act the way you want to act. No, because here's the deal. When you come in here on Friday, and I'm not hating on the Canes at all. Not hating on the Canes at all. In fact, I was one of the few people who that is not a fan that said the Canes have a very good chance of winning.
The spread was crazy.
Right. And from the beginning of that, I've said, what did I say? This spread is ridiculous. Yeah. There's no way in hell Ohio State is 10 points better than from day one, from the week before. So stop with that. But I'll say this. For people saying I secretly hate the Canes, no, that's not it at all. In fact, a lot of my anger or irritation, yes, it did. A lot of my irritation and
you have
anger.
To respond. You can't just say yes, you did. You have to say what.
He
comment.
Said, "Did you bet on it? Thank if you. I didn't believe it."
Okay.
No, like yeah.
You have to say that though. Like you yeah, can't just you I can't know. Just respay yes, you did in the middle
I know.
Of it.
And. I would say this, like, the thing that makes it so irritating is that you come in on this and you do all this stuff and, ooh, Canes this, Canes that, and then they're in a dogfight, which they will be in.
Oh, I imagine
they will be in a dogfight.
I don't think they're going to boat race them.
And then after the game, you know what you're going to say? The official screwed us again. Like you.
Oh, that pass interference, Brittany, how bad was that pass interference no call down the field?
It was
horrible. Thought they were going to do it
Oh,
again.
My gosh.
I thought they were going to do it again. I'm like, I can't believe this.
I thought the police were going to come over on the field and arrest the guy.
I'll give the refs props because I felt like it was a very fairly called game. There was no calls on both sides. They let them play, so I respected it.
My buddies were complaining about that. I'm like, how come you only complain about a call not happening to your team when on the other side, like,
give him a stone cold stunner. They just left him.
No,
there was a lot of that.
I agree. It definitely was.
They let him play.
But they let them play, so I can't be angry about it.
Which way do you want? You want ticky tacks called, or you want them to
just do your job? Call it right.
You sure you want it that way?
Call it right.
You sure you want it that way?
Just call it right. That's all I want. How hard can it be to
I think the best way you want it is how it was called last game. Like, we're going to let them play. We're going to let them be physical at the point of attack. We're going to let them, everybody attack the ball, right? Because when you start calling the ticky-tack fouls, then you're going to feel like you got screwed. You can't possibly think you got screwed with officiating last week. Not simply because you won. They let them play, which never happens because some official always wants to get involved. So it was pretty remarkable that you went that – they played almost a full football game with no penalties.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tried to catch up at the end of the game, but that's okay.
No Limit says, if they lose, Tobin, I will never forgive you for not keeping the task at hand. I won't do it. I didn't do it. I just thought about doing it.
Right. No, you.
That's why you can't do it. No, you understand why
no,
you can't do it? Because we're all going to come in
did?
Here.
No. Brittany, you let him fall for it. You see what he. Say it again.
What?
Say it again.
Oh,
what did he do?
He implies that he was thinking about it, but I didn't really
guarantee that they're going to the championship. I didn't do that. I just thought about it. That's all.
You didn't think about it.
I thought
you
about the already... idea of them being in the championship. Okay. That's all I thought about.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
You know how much tickets are? Because the national championship game is sold like the Super Bowl. It's not the
I don't know how much tickets are. How much are they?
Take a guess.
For just getting in the building?
Getting in the building.
I'm going to guess the cheapest ticket currently is $700.
No.
More or less?
Less.
$400.
$500.
Yeesh,
that's a lot of money.
And the bottom bowl is $1,100.
It's going to be some expensive beers there.
Look, no ref wanted to be compared to the last time a ref route. But my point is this. You had a problem with the official calling a penalty 25 years ago, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now the officials let him play and you're complaining about that. Like, this is what annoys me about this. Like, they called the same amount of penalties on both sides. It wasn't like you got a call they didn't or they got a call you didn't. So both sides could complain. The fact of the matter
is, a call's wrong, a call's wrong. Or a non-call's wrong, a non-call's wrong. That's what it is. There's no counting. Get the job right. That's the job of an official.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So you're dude, you know how many times I've sat in this chair and you've said the official screwed us?
Was I right?
Based on what you think!
That's right.
When was the last time you officiated a damn game?
All the time from my couch. I can get it right.
Sports Borat. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. You complain that all the calls go against you, mm-hmm. and now you're complaining that they didn't make any calls.
Just one.
Just one.
Just one. Gotta take a break.
Yeah, I bet.
Play a little all right.
Just go to break. We know who can.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wow. Interesting.
No, not interesting.
Interesting.
Hey, you know what? Let me
interesting.
Let me change my stuff. Because old algorithm over here. He has an X algorithm. I promise you. Anytime they mention my name, send it to me. I'm telling you.
Somebody alerted me to this. I didn't know.
They don't know who you are when they said you got connections. You ain't got no connections.
Don't get mad at me. Just because they want to talk about my Ant-Man video on their talk show. We were watching.
No. That's my own no.
Why?
Immediate oh no. it takes
precedence. Can I tell Jennifer what happened?
Sure.
I'd like to be informed.
I don't get to know.
Brittany, would you like to know what happened?
Yeah, I would.
I was just watching. I happened to be sent a clip by Heat Culture on Twitter that they were playing my Anthony Edwards video on No Fouls Given, which is, of course, an NBA podcast, which there's none of those. An NBA podcast hosted by our former friend of the show, Danny Green, and, of course, my mortal enemy, Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce.
And they were discussing, this is Brendan Tobin's video from the game of Anthony Edwards.
Guy? Who's the other guy?
I think that's Big Waz. I think he's an NBA talk show host guy. I think he's the host.
Because first of all, he lost all credibility when he didn't know that Spoelstra was named.
He didn't lose credibility. Yeah, he didn't know that it was officially named. He seemed like a perfectly fine gentleman. Anyway.
So what did they say about your video?
Well, they were just like, look at this Ant-Man hobnobbing with the Heat. You guys think that he could end up with the Miami Heat one day? And Danny Green, of course, friend of the show, he said, I could see it. Paul Pierce said no, of course, because he's a curmudgeon rat bastard. Mm-hmm. But very interesting. Seems like boots on the ground, Leroy, has sparked a national debate. Will Anthony Edwards want to find his way to Miami? People are wondering.
Nobody.
I love it when you cry.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. It was a topic.
If he's trending, Leroy, people are talking. I'll give it to him this time.
He's not trending.
I'm not trending. It just happened to be alerting.
Somebody had to send him the It's not trending.
It's trending.
I'm all up. If people want to discuss.
How would you know if it's trending?
If
you do 12 minutes of show.
You know what, Leroy? At least I know how to navigate through Twitter. Thank you very much.
I know how to navigate through Twitter.
You don't.
Mm-hmm. You don't.
You don't.
Minus one.
Minus one for sass.
For technological snafu.
I didn't have a technological snafu.
For lashing out.
I did not.
I'm just saying, you know, it's interesting that they do mention it, though. One has to wonder. What do you want to end up there?
One does not wonder. They lost all credibility when he said, I'm more than sure he has sources.
You don't know that I don't have sources. I talk to people. I was hobnobbing with Heat personnel on Saturday. They come up to me. Just so you know, kind sir. You know who I was talking to on Saturday?
Somebody said, I'm insufferable. What?
Yeah, agreed. You want to know what happened with me on Saturday? I was hobnobbing with Heat Brass. I won't say who, but I was hobnobbing. And it wasn't Tommy Tighe this time.
You want to know Heat Weekly for the 17th consecutive week?
I wasn't. I've only been on once this year.
Man, Leroy is so upset with you with that. He wants to be on it.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. So bad. No, you're always mentioning it.
He should be on
Heat. Here's why.
Upset when Tobin's on it.
All right, then here. Here's my oh no. Tobin.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because I see you on all these social, you know, in these social environments on Heat Weekly. People call you and ask you. And I'm like, that guy makes a little bit of sense. That's not the jackass I talk to on a daily basis.
What are you talking about?
You never.
What?
You know what I'm talking about. Wile E. Coyote does not do national stuff or do stuff with Tommy Tighe.
Okay.
No, really? 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 I get Wile E. Coyote. I don't get serious guy. Mm-hmm. I don't get serious basketball guy.
I am a serious basketball head. I am. If Paul Pierce and Danny Green want to discuss what I happen to see boots on the ground, who am I to stop them?
There you go. Perfect. I know Karen is, but it's not going to happen. It's okay, Leroy. Maybe old Tobes will change next year. Only 360 days left.
My all right goes to this Dolphin season being over because it was exhausting.
All right.
Thank goodness it's over.
I got it.
It was exhausting.
Yeah.
It was purely exhausting. So I'm glad it's over.
I think I will add to that in that it was a lot of talking around a situation that seemed inevitable. And even me, we all tried to stay positive around Tua, right? We all tried to.
He wants a fresh start, by the way.
We all tried to talk about all the other things going on, when the facts of the matter was is that it was a dumpster fire from the beginning, and you gave some false, you know, sense of security with that little middle, portion of the season. But yeah, it was exhausting. It really was exhausting. But I will say this. For everybody that thinks that it was just on the quarterback, that's a bit harsh,
because
it really wasn't. But he had his worst season, and it did not help at all. At all.
My oh no? It goes to this John Pooper. I can't believe you kept Sam Bennett off Team Canada. You're a real piece of work, John Pooper. Sam Bennett, the MVP of the postseason, doesn't deserve to represent the mecca of hockey. Are you effing kidding me?
Oh, no.
I'm tired of this guy. I'm tired of his antics. I'm tired of him bringing up just these goons from the minor leagues to deal with the Panthers because his real Lightning can't do it. And you embarrassed yourself. You disgrace a nation for petty little battles because Sam Bennett has kicked your ass. I'm not for it. That's my own no. Leroy?
My own no. I was
Did
just
you
looking at
your own no?
Huh?
Yeah, you said it was me.
You already gave
but you're all right.
My all right. I'm going to give it to the Canes. I'm going to give it to the Heat. I'm going to give it to the Panthers because last couple of days, not the outdoor thing, but other than that, the last couple of days have been very enjoyable. Good sports days. I didn't even pay attention to the Dolphins because, well, we know.
I don't even blame you. That game sucked.
And so I really had fun with Squeaky Cheeks at the end of the Panthers game.
Yeah, thank God the Heat and Panthers are going at the same time. Like, it was a good distraction because that Dolphins game was a piece of crap.
Now, I always get caught up with the early Heat game because, you know, if I go to the channel and I see Heat are playing, I don't know if it happened yesterday or today. But I knew they played, you know.
Yeah, they did back-to-back early games.
Right. So, right. They show replays on TV. Crazy. But, yeah. So, I was really excited about all the stuff that all the sports I enjoyed yesterday that didn't involve the Hurricanes.
Mm.
I mean, not the Hurricanes, the Dolphins. All good sports stuff. I think an old note. We should give it one honorable mention. Lane Kiffin, you're going. Yeah. You're going. Let it go.
Let it go, dude. Let it go.
Let it go.
Jennifer, you're all right and oh no?
Well, you know what? My all right, honestly, was the Dolphins. I'm so glad this season is over. I'm exhausted. And I tried tuning into the game yesterday. I saw yours getting sacked, and I turned it off.
Oh, my God. He was getting killed.
I just couldn't watch it anymore. And I'm so happy it's gone. For now, obviously. And also, my all right goes to my much-needed break from home and leaving the state for some time. It was great.
All right.
What state did you go to?
I went to Texas.
Oh, Texas. All right.
You ain't get none of that sun.
Armadillos and cowboy boots.
There was no sun, actually.
Did you see some snakes and some roadrunners in the desert?
I was not in the desert.
Where were you?
Pretty close, but no.
Yeah.
I went to see some family that I have there. And they all said it was going to be really hot. And sure, it was hot for 2 days. Then after that, it was just cold. So there was no sun.
Brittany, you're all right. And you're oh no?
I mean,
and my oh no Brittany, goes to Leroy for lashing out too early in the year.
You make Brittany look dark as me because you're so pale. I don't know what's going on.
I think it's just the lighting in here, too. I mean, I'm the same color.
You're not
before.
That much lighter than Brittany.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Brittany, you're all right and oh no?
My all right goes to the past 2 weeks, just as a whole. It was just a great 2 weeks. I got to go back home and take some time off, and my niece turned one. I got to watch the Canes with all of my family, which I haven't done in like years. And then my cousin got engaged. So it was just an ultimate great finish to 2025.
Excellent.
And my oh no, unlike you guys, my oh no is going to go to the Dolphins because I understand that we're celebrating their season being over, but they're as a whole just a massive oh no.
They're a dumpster fire.
And yes. Although I'm excited to move on from this season, it's still a massive oh no when everyone else in the city seems to be, you know, moving in the right direction except for them.
In other words, she's not celebrating the end of a dumpster fire. She wants to point out the dumpster fire.
Exactly. I want to put an emphasis on it rather than move past
right.
it.
Right. I got you.
You can't just glaze past it. We have to, you know.
Well, we've almost come to blows yelling about this team, trying to explain to that right now we're just mentally exhausted and we want to just move forward. So this enables us to move forward. So if people are pissed off about the Dolphins, I get it.
We got plenty of things to dissect this offseason.
Yes.
It's going to be going to be a task.
By the way, speaking of task, if I hear you one time talk about anything other than Ole Miss, it's go time.
All right, I'll keep the task at hand.
Right. I second that.
Yeah.
Keep that promise, huh?
You guys are bullies, man. You guys are bullies.
We're not bullies. You do it all the time.
Gotta go. Yeah, you don't call me an insider. You won't even let Danny Green call me an insider. You know, and now I can't celebrate the
game. You ain't got sources.
I have sources, dude.
Who's your source, Solana?
I can't tell you my sources. Otherwise, I wouldn't be an investigative journalist.
I can't tell you my sources.
But I'm not with Heat Press.
Otherwise, you know I don't have any.
Sorry, my Anthony Edwards video got traction. My bad.
My sources. I give you my sources, and guess what?
But you want to know, I'm a good friend because I don't make it out to seem like I know you know.
That's what was happening.
That is what
you
was
kept
happening.
Them secret.
Yep. That,
no, that's not what was happening.
We got to go, huh? That's the end of the show for today. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
We need pooper scoopers.
I'm not pooping
on our night because we got a party pooper.
That's football.
Words means words.
That's goodbye, loser.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.